Welcome to the Revenue Marketing Report, the podcast powered by CaliberMind for marketers looking to get into leadership. I'm your host, Kamala Thompson, and today I'm once again joined by one of my favorite guests, Doug Bell. Doug, day two, we're going to be talking about what every marketer just loves to embrace, and that is trying to figure out ROI. What get us kicked off?
Okay, so you call it the Holy Grail, right? I feel like there's been a few Holy Grails thrown down over time when it comes to marketing.
Oh yeah.
I would agree, and I really love the conversation we had yesterday. We were at the end of the day, we were talking about how credible is your growth model with sort of marketing at the center of that model. How can you explain a roll up and how can you adjust? I love that. I think this is a really good way of describing the good stuff that comes when you do that. Because I don't think you can get to a credible ROI without putting some of that work in, right? Having a really good, but fungible, flexible, multi-channel model where you have the data that can guide you and show you when you succeed and where you need to make changes. The other is understanding the role of each of your channels in that buyer's journey, right? So I would not go and lose my poo because our retargeting isn't producing enough bookings. It's insane, right?
Yeah.
So all those things being equal, then we start getting down to is attribution, right? There is no credible, useful, sustainable, one more bull, scalable way to measure and use ROI as a guide towards a better model without really, really good attribution in the background, because that is what you're going to use to determine whether it's top down or bottom up. That's what you're going to use to determine what your programs are returning, either from a booking standpoint or from an opportunity or pipeline creation standpoint. So you have to start with attribution after you've done all that other homework.
So Doug, you know me, and you know that I'm a data person. So what I'm going to say might raise some eyebrows. I'd like to talk a little bit about what we mean by attribution, because I find that when I'm debating it hotly with somebody, if we had just slowed down and said, well, what do you mean by attribution? We could probably get on the same page. So I don't feel that attribution will ever be a complete holistic picture of every single step somebody takes. 90% of buyer journeys are not linear, and there's some stuff that we just can't track. So I don't think either one of us, and I'll just speak for myself, I will never say that there isn't place for intuition and gut in marketing, because there's plenty of times and places where that makes sense. However, I don't think, because this is so difficult to do, that it's an excuse not to measure what we can.
Okay. But I don't want to knock you off your soapbox, because I agree with what you're saying. But I think it's really important, and I love that we're having this conversation. Let's anchor on what attribution equals.
Yep.
What is that thing, right? Okay. And we get into a conversation about purpose and you know, how it can go sideways. But my simplest definition of attribution is a model that allows you multiple ways to understand the role of different channels in the buyer's journey, mm-hmm. based on weighting, right? So can I understand what's happening across the buyer's journey? And can I attribute what channel contributed, what stage in the journey? And then can I play with that weighting? And so we can think about things like even distribution models. We can think about like W-shaped models, where we sort of bunch up contributions for depending on where people are in the buyer's journey, and are they closer to becoming an opportunity or a booking. And for me, really, then what we're talking about, if we're doing this well, is we're just saying we have the ability to understand which channels contributed across the buyer's journey, full stop.
Like, we're going to have to continue debating a little bit. I wouldn't put full stop. I would put asterisks, because I will tell you, every single attribution model has gaps. They all answer different questions. They will never cover every single interaction that's out there. So as long as we can agree that this is not an exact representation of the digital or offline footprint of our buyers and use the data we have to make smarter decisions, I think we can agree on an attribution model.
100%. 100%. It's just how to, gosh, how to measure human behavior with a statistical model. I'm going to leave that to the pollsters and the people that drive people to the polls to get them to vote on it. Like, there's a science there. That's not what we do. And so we have to have a different view, which is, I agree with your point completely. Each model has a different potential to allow you to understand the buyer's journey and your channel's performance. No single model will work, but I will tell you, you're not going to get to ROI without attribution, period. Full stop. There's a finance person going, I measured ROI last quarter. Yeah, you sure did. You got to the end of the quarter. And by the way, you got a clipped off version where you weren't seeing what was happening in terms of production in Q1 or Q4 going to Q1. Because guess what? The sales cycle is really complex and it doesn't begin and end of
Right.
the quarter, right? So
Yep.
yes, you can do it periodically, but at the end of the day, you've got to have some sort of underlying attribution model to get it done.
Agree.
So holy grail, ROI. I think I will say this. It is, I agree, it's a holy grail. But I will tell you, and I think I'm quoting you here, Kamala, but I think that, you know, marketing leaders who are not deploying data to make decisions will not be marketing leaders in 2 years. And I'm not trying to be scary, but I have to say that for me also includes ROI. And this landscape is going to change so fast. So right now you're in ROI is important, and you're going, how do I do it? Of course, Calibre Mine is launching an application that's going to help, but I think that's the first opening shot with a lot of organizations going, okay, guess what? We're going to figure out this ROI thing. And by the way, marketers, if you haven't figured this out, even with back of the envelope, you're going to need to. And so I would highly recommend even just a rudimentary attribution model in the background so you can start that journey.
So, for the most part, I'm a content person. I'm a marketer. However, I still take on the occasional revenue operations contract because I want to stay on top of everything. And where I seem to be in the most demand, and it may just be a niche thing, but I think it's really something we fundamentally struggle with as marketers, is setting the data, like the system setup, getting it all ready so in the future you can make the most out of it. And I see this time and again. I see overcomplicated multi-parents campaign hierarchy, lack of budget information. There are tedious things we have to do, or we have to hire someone to do in order to get the information we need back out of it. So when I hear an oversimplification of attribution and saying we should just do this one thing and then everything will be fine, I have to wonder, are we avoiding the hard thing?
Gordian knot. You don't know what the Gordian knot is. Google Alexander the Great. But the Gordian knot ultimately was this mythical knot that was created. Whoever could untie it was going to rule the world. Alexander the Great shows up with a sword and cuts it in half. Okay. That's the Gordian knot. Campbell, what you're speaking to, and I have the same experience, is that most MarTech stacks, most RevTech stacks, by the way, 100 applications is now the average. Okay. Most of those stacks weren't built with a singular architecture in mind. They were built incrementally to address a series of use cases over time. Okay, that's the norm.
Absolutely.
That is the norm. And Salesforce and HubSpot and a lot of other organizations are now making a meal of and creating more revenue for themselves, going, ha-ha, how do we standardize the RevTech stack around our architecture? Right? We understand that. And you are absolutely right. What I am speaking to on some degree, back to the Gordian knot, is hey, go figure out how to tie the knot. And what I am suggesting fully and completely is the way that you should drive change in your underlying structure. And this is presupposing a mature model, by the way. Kamala, this is not the immature model that you're called to work on. It is that mature model. For me, that's a forcing function, putting attribution in place for two things. One, don't be scared of the numbers, folks. They may not favor you, but they're going to help you make decisions. And guess what? You don't make those decisions, the next person up will, the next CMO or VP. I'm sorry, they will. Okay. And I've been the person who's been replaced. It sucks. Okay. We don't want them. But when you apply a really good attribution model, it starts sort of forcing this conversation around the efficacy of your MarTech stack. And it starts allowing you to come back and say, gee, what's working and what's not? And so much of marketing. So I'm a fractional, I have multiple clients. These are brilliant people. I'm so privileged to work with such brilliant people, and their data and their rev tech stacks are a mess. But we can't pause and go, hey, let's fix all this stuff before we put attribution in place and we start driving for ROI. It's just not possible. It's back to the Gordian knot.
No, I've always told people if you're waiting until your data is perfect, you'll never get this done. It's never perfect. You have to start with what you have. And sometimes in a tiny company, that means starting with leading indicators, but you have to be driving towards the goal. Hire a consultant. You don't know what you don't know. I don't know. It's possible though. I've seen it happen.
I agree. But I do think you're doing a great job of calling me out on the complexity of the problem that marketers are trying to solve between creating a strategy, having a goal set, delivering on that with the supporting infrastructure, and then being able to be honest and open and actually critical about what's working and what's not. And then I'm going, create an attribution model and flop ROI on top of it, right? It's never that simple. But I would say, I think about this as forcing function.
I mean, it's reflective of our background. You're extremely good at the simplification piece that needs to happen for any marketer. And I'm operational and I'm like, there are so many steps we have to do in order to get this online. So it's a good balance. It's a good balance. Thank you.
Yeah, way to simplify the thing that's going to create a 16-month cascading window of activity, Doug. But yeah, let's do that.
It's what operations is for. Yes. We love you. We love you, operations. Thank you. So that's a great segue to the next topic, which I'm super excited to talk about, which is the data problem. And I would put an S there in marketing. See you then. Listeners, thank you so much for tuning in to the Revenue Marketing Report. Please tell two friends, subscribe, download, whatever you can helps. And for those of you looking for more great content like this, check out calibrevine.com.